Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Oh man, I got this text right here. I was in Montana again on my way to work to Wilson, North Dakota. Negative 16 degrees Fahrenheit today.
Whoa.
Today's got to be the day I win that winter warm-up. And man, you deserve it. I know, everybody out there in Montana dealing with
16
that.
16 below?
16 below, Big Al Mac.
Shout out, Bozeman.
That's why we're doing the winter warm-up. You know, we're trying to hook you up. If you're wondering what the temperature's like at the Trade Winds Island Resorts this morning on St. Pete Beach, today's high is going to be a nice, warm, toasty 81 degrees.
Mm. Oh, man.
Is right, Jenna.
Just made all the Montana people say, oh, man.
Makes everybody in Montana want to go to KidNation.com before noon central today and try to get that trip so you can get out of the cold.
Yeah. I'd really like to go to Montana, but I think I'm going to wait until summer.
It's beautiful. It
warms up a little bit.
Yeah.
I've only been once. That was when I went skiing, but man, it was so pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, it was pretty. Beautiful.
I'll wait till it's a negative two.
Yeah,
I'll get
up
there. It's two below.
Until it's a chilly summer night.
We still have the trip to give away. We'll give it away probably in the next hour or so. So if you went to Kid Nation yesterday, make sure you answer your phone if you see a random number calling you this morning. It could be your winter warm-up.
It's not a bill collector this early, I promise.
Yeah, it's not going to be a bill collector. We don't do that. And Kelly Raspberry is going to do something she's never done before.
Yeah. Huh.
Not once, not never.
Never.
She's going to tell us what that is in about 20 minutes. But right now, we want to feel all good, Kid Nation.
And that should make you feel good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That number is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want you to call us, text us. I don't know, send us a telegram. Let us know why you're feeling good this morning. We might not get that telegram till next week, but it's all good.
Or snap.
Or snap. We'll take snaps. We'll take Insta stories. We'll take whatever you want to do. You want to tweet us? That's all good, too.
There you go.
From the text, Susan wrote us and said, my husband's coming home from a business trip tonight, so you know what I'm doing. Yeah, we got you,
yeah,
Susan.
Gotcha.
My mom is coming to town to surprise my 5-year-old son. We haven't seen her since November. Oh, and her and I are going to go see 50 Shades Freed.
Oh, my. Right. Don't read the reviews first.
Yeah, right.
Have you gone with your mom to see any of the 50 Shades?
No.
You haven't, Kelly?
No.
Can't do that.
Jenna, you've taken candy, haven't you?
I've watched very inappropriate movies with my parents.
Yeah.
It was like the one activity my dad and I would do. I remember sitting in that movie, Unfaithful. I'm like, oh, God, I want to get up.
So awkward.
I want to get up. Sex scenes with the parents, it's hard. Hard to get through.
I just drank
water. I don't know where to look.
I've never even said the word sex in front of my parents.
You haven't? Not even when you talked about it?
Not even when you got
to talk about it.
Well,
instead of having a baby?
I did kind of a show and tell with the sex talk with the parents.
Sexual education?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You showed them you got this.
Yeah. You went to practice and got a kid.
Maybe more talking would have.
They talk. I said, gotcha.
Grandma. After 20 years yesterday, I became a U.S. citizen. That's from Paul. That's his hashtag Feel Good Friday. Congratulations, Paul.
Nice.
Oh, man. My man.
Right in time for tax season.
Yeah. What's up, Heather?
Hi, good morning. I am so excited to get through and talk to you guys.
Hey.
Oh, we want to hear about your Feel Good Friday, though.
I started a new job this week, a great new job that I love. And to celebrate that, the girls and I are going to New Orleans for Mardi Gras this weekend.
Yeah, you are.
All right, then. Have you ever been?
An annual trip. We only live about 40 miles away.
Okay. So you've been. All right. Good deal.
How many girls are going to be in your group?
Two girls and a couple of guys.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. We'll be safe. Have fun.
We will.
I don't know how I
disposable
would
shoes.
Prepare for that.
Disposable shoes.
They're
I'm telling you.
They know what they're doing.
Words to live by when you're going to Mardi Gras.
Or plastic bags to wrap them in before you repack them. That's always a good tip.
Yeah.
No. Just throw them away.
Just go to the dollar store, get some cheap shoes, and throw them.
Yes. Get some cheap Timberlands.
Some Crocs.
No, nothing with an open toe.
No. Crocs. I'm kidding. Get the juice in there.
You don't want to get the French Quarter juice. You can get French Quarter juice in your shoes.
Speaking of Mardi Gras, Feel Good Friday from the text. I live just north of New Orleans, and today is the last day of school/work for Mardi Gras break. No school next week.
Mardi Gras break.
See, they do it right.
They take a whole week off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because every week is like, first of all, you can't get through it because there's traffic everywhere. because of parade.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
everybody's drunk. And
just shut it down.
Yeah.
For a week. We'll
shut
be back
bad boy
week.
Down.
It'll be all good. What's up, Justin?
Good morning, Kid Craddock. Morning, crew. What up?
Whoa.
My man.
What obviously.
Up?
You're feeling good.
Of course. Of course. All right. So, backstory. I'm 38 years old. I have a 14-year-old son, 7-year-old son, and a 6-year-old son.
My man.
I also have a 2-year-old daughter, and today is my first daddy-daughter dance I get to take her out.
There you go.
What
bro.
A good daddy.
Oh. There you go, bro.
Yeah, she's got you wrapped around her fingers, doesn't she?
Oh, she does. That's my little princess, for sure.
Congrats, brother. Congrats,
what's,
man.
What's her name?
Man, I love you guys, man. Love you guys. Big
love
Al,
you
glad you're feeling better, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, dog.
Sure
I appreciate
it. Without you on it.
Appreciate you, dog. Appreciate the love, man. Have fun at the daddy-daughter dance, okay?
Thank you so much.
My man.
You take care of yourself.
All right. But we did okay without him, right, Justin?
Yes,
yeah,
I did good.
We did good. Hey, man, you have fun out there at your daddy-daughter dance, Justin. Thanks for calling, man. Thanks for being a great daddy, too.
Ooh.
Make you feel good. Cody. Cody's balling.
No.
Cody, what's up, man?
Wow, good, good. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I want to agree with Justin. It's good to have Big Al back.
Thank you, buddy.
I can't survive without my random man. So
yeah, we got you on that.
Thank you, dog.
My feel good Friday is yesterday. I found out I got a $3,000 a year raise and a $1,200 bonus.
Whoa!
What you gonna spend that on, Cody?
Oh well, here's the deal. Valentine's Day is coming up, and we've been married. It'll be 12 years soon, so. Gotta make it big this time.
There you go. Yeah. Go big.
Nice.
Go big. You got that bonus, Cody. Congratulations,
yeah,
man. All that
man.
Hard work paid off for you. Have a good day, bud. Enjoy the weekend. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing awesome.
Great. How are you?
Great, Big Al. I'm so happy that you're back.
I've been going
to your bar at Botchahatchee because I live in Cedar Hill, and it's amazing.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I'll see you there this weekend.
One good review. Are you paying these people to call in and talk good about the bar?
Yeah.
So what's going on in your world, Victoria?
So my feel good Friday is I just found out that I am 4 weeks pregnant with my husband and I's second child.
Yay!
Whoa!
Congratulations.
Oh, that means you lost a customer, Al.
4 weeks.
Dang it.
I will still go there for karaoke, so I love it.
All right. Good deal.
Now you get to be designated driver for like 9 months.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Victoria. Yeah, call us back and let us know when you find out the sex of the baby and everything.
We'll have to get some non-alcoholic beverages for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you have sodas and water
and
all that good stuff.
Virgin stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Jenna, what are you holding over there?
Okay, I'm holding a letter. A while back, we granted a school with the Wonder Books from the movie, and then the kids got to see the movie, so they had to do some book reports and send us some letters. And Kelly and I came across this one the other day, so if you watch our after-show special that we do, you might have heard us talking about this, but this is adorable. And the letter says, "Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, I would like to thank you for purchasing the Wonder Books for our school. To be honest, I've never read Wonder before, so I guess it'll be a surprise. Or maybe it'll be like those long, boring books teachers make you read. Hope not. To be honest, again, I've never seen your show. I've heard about it. But since it's a morning show, can't watch it. I can't use the TV on school mornings either. So sorry, and thank you for the books. I'll try to watch Kid Craddock. Your soon-to-be fan, Abby."
Aww. Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Somebody needs to tell Abby we on the radio.
Yeah, we're working on that TV thing, though.
I love her honesty.
We're going to try to work on that TV thing, we promise.
That's awesome.
Always be honest, Abby.
But Abby, if we do get on the TVs, it'll be later on so you can watch.
You'll be the first to know, Abby.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll let you know. Addy, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. So you have a pretty cool event that you're going to get to go to?
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I am a buddy for the Special Needs Night to Shine Tim Tebow Foundation.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
what does that mean?
It's more than just cool.
Well, what does it mean?
Awesome.
Yeah, we don't know what it means. Could tell us.
It's a prom for the special needs tonight.
Oh.
Tim Tebow put on a foundation for all the special needs. There's 114 attending tonight, and I'm going to be one of their buddies. They get out the red carpet. They get the ride limos.
That's cool.
Everything.
That's weird.
That is. You said you're right. That's more than cool. That's super cool.
Super cool. It's super cool. Addy, is Tim Tebow going to be there?
I don't know. It's a worldwide thing. He shows up wherever. But that would be awesome.
It's a surprise.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Wear something cute.
Addie, you keep doing what you're doing. That's awesome. And have fun, okay?
Well, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I love listening to your show.
Oh, no, you're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great week.
I'm going to have to look into that. I didn't know Tim Tebow was doing that. I'm glad Addie called us and let us know. A Night to Shine prom.
Hmm.
Tim Tebow doing the good stuff.
Such a good guy.
He is a good guy. He really is.
I hope he finds love.
I'm sure he will, Kevin.
From the text, found my engagement ring and how he planned to do it. Ruined my own engagement, but whatever. I'm still getting a ring. Feel good Friday.
Oh, I feel so bad for him.
Oh, man.
God, that's just gutting.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta, like, don't you leave the ring with a friend?
Yeah, if you
don't
find
you do
it,
something like that? Don't well, you not keep it at home?
I guess you expect her not to snoop. Well, we don't know how she found it. She might have just accidentally stumbled across
it.
But, see, but hopefully.
Guys aren't good at hiding stuff.
No, I thought I was good. I hid my ring for a year. And apparently my wife had found it. She just didn't say anything.
Good.
Yeah.
But I hid it in, like, this crappy jacket I never wear.
I know, but with the way she cleans.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. But good for her for not saying anything.
She's probably trying to throw out. What if she threw out the crappy jacket?
Oh my god.
She might have. Yeah, she always throws out stuff, so I guess that would have been so bad.
I hit
so
one bad. One time. Oh, never mind.
You, what?
Nothing.
No, you hit what?
I hit one time really well.
Where?
Hmm?
Where? Oh, you can't just throw.
In my bag.
Did you hide in Detroit?
He's going to say, at my girlfriend's place. The other girlfriend's place. Is that what you're going to say?
No, it was one that. I'll tell you about it later.
Side piece ring.
Oh, wait a freaking minute.
I'll have to figure out in my brain how to frame this story.
To make you not look as bad as you look?
No.
You know what you just did? Today's National Pizza Day, right? Today's National Pizza Day.
Oh, I know which one you're telling. No, you can't tell.
You can't tell? What Big Al just did
is he remembered what he's telling.
He brought out a delicious pan pizza with pepperoni and all the toppings you desire, and he let us smell it, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't give us a slice.
He can't tell it. He can't.
It's.
Do I know?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I do know? Oh.
All right, well.
Yeah. No, Jenna, you know.
I'm sorry.
You know, Jenna. We just can't tell.
I thought about it, hiding. And I forgot where that story was leading. And I, like,
yeah.
I said,
can't tell that one.
You got on the road without knowing the end result.
Yeah. We're really sorry.
I'm sorry. I hate the
audience. We're really sorry.
I'm on the Al should tell the story.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And I'm the mean one, and I think he shouldn't.
We'll discuss during the commercial.
We'll discuss it.
Well, I feel like the rest of Kid Nation, and I want to know.
I'm just thinking about Kid Nation.
I just feel bad.
At whose expense, you know?
Lauren, how you doing this morning?
I feel bad now.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. First, we'll hear your Feel Good Friday, and then I have a question for you. What's your Feel Good Friday?
Okay, cool. My Feel Good Friday is both of our kids finally got used to their room. So for this whole week and this whole weekend, I have the whole bed to myself.
Yay!
Yo, I'm going to need your number and get your tips on how you did this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So best tip was my grandma and my mom, the minute after I had my kids, were like, "No, you need to put them in their room right now. So I always tried that. But for a good while, you know, my daughter started cheating, and then she had febrile seizures. So I was like, no, she has to stay with me. And so now she's, like, stuck in her room. We got her on a schedule. We got both of them on a schedule. So
well done,
yeah,
Lauren.
They both go to bed, like, at 9:30, and they pass out the whole night.
She got good sleeping kids. So yeah. If you have bad sleeping kids like I do. You're looking up to Lauren right now. And Lauren, my follow-up question is, you just heard Big Al Mac teases. What, do you want him to tell the story, or you think he should keep it to himself?
Yes. No, he needs to tell the story. That's not fair to us.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said anything.
It's also not fair to the person.
They won't hear, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You think they'll hear?
Well, don't tell the story, then, if it's going to hurt someone else.
Okay.
But,
thank you.
You know.
So it'll hurt someone else, and we shouldn't.
We'll discuss it off the air. We'll see.
You guys are never going to believe who I hooked up with.
Who, Jenna?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Jenna.
Not the same.
But Jenna, you have to tell us.
So famous.
Oh, really?
I can't tell you.
Do I know him?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I can't tell you.
Thank you, Lauren.
It would hurt him.
Stop talking, because you're going to throw it out there.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't start that to stop it.
I realized, oh my gosh,
we're talking about
hiding
a ring, and that's what I was thinking about, not thinking about where the rest of that story
went.
From the text, Big Al, tell us.
No.
It would make me feel good. Big Al, we demand to know.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got the Showbiz Top 5 in about 20 minutes. That winter warm-up, your chance to get out of that cold and into the warm sandy beaches of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up in less than 1 hour. So if you signed up, make sure you go to KidNation. Make sure you're watching your phone for random numbers.
There you go.
Now, if you want to know the temperature for today, today's high at the Tradewinds Island Resorts is 81.
81 degrees?
81 degrees, Big Al Mac.
Okay.
KidNation.com is where you go to enter that so you could win that trip when we come back on Monday. And
tell us your story, Al.
Yeah, Big Al, over the break, there's so many text messages that came in. People were calling saying, he got to tell us. Big Al, you can't just tease us like that.
How did you leave us? You left us saying, oh, I hit a ring once, and then, oh, never mind.
Yeah, this is the deal. A while back, I bought a ring because I thought I was going to propose. And
this is separate from the bench proposal that you did, right?
Yes. Okay, yes, cool. Yes. And so, in fact, I told all of my friends to meet me in Mexico. So they all went to Mexico.
Everybody bought tickets.
Yeah, everybody bought tickets.
Knowing that.
They were very expensive tickets, by the way.
Yeah, we all went to apply.com.
Yeah. Yep.
And
so everybody knew.
We were excited.
So I had this ring in a box in my bag, and I just had a carry-on, and it was a little box. And so I never get the red at customs, the red sticker.
The sticker? Stop to get searched.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you get the green.
I get the green, always. I got the red. I'm like,
was that your first time ever?
Well, my first time, but I never get the red.
Uh-huh.
And so I go over there to the guy, and he starts searching my bag, and my person is standing right next to me, and the guy's going through my bag.
Your person. And, your girlfriend?
I say girlfriend.
Sure.
And, we know it was a girl.
And the guy takes out the box.
Oh.
And it's wrapped. It's in a yellow box and a yellow ribbon around it, I believe.
Does it say engagement ring on it?
Yeah. But it's either earrings or a ring. That's it.
Yeah.
So he takes it out, and so she kind of looks at me. I'm like, it's a birthday present? No, it was a birthday present.
Anniversary present?
Something. I said something. I made something up. It's
well
a
done.
Gift. And, okay, I just kind of blew it off. And so that was it. Moral of the story. I don't know where I'm going.
Kind of moral nervous. Of the story.
I'm trying to figure out.
I'm kind of nervous.
How did the proposal turn out?
Well, there's some things happened that weekend, and I didn't propose, and so we all just had a good time in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, the friends kept looking at Al like.
Everybody was waiting.
Is this it?
Is this it?
What
do
you do?
Yeah. One time, Al went to tie his shoes, and everybody cheered.
So to make a very long story short and way less interesting,
yeah,
didn't propose.
I didn't propose. We didn't. So, but she never knew. So there was no harm, no foul.
Just because it was kind of like a contentious.
It was just,
right?
just
a weekend. It was just the vibe was off.
Yeah, the vibe was off, and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah. Okay.
So, so what'd you do with that ring?
I took it back to store.
You get the same amount of money you bought it for.
Yeah.
I mean, how many? I would be very curious to know how many men would have proposed if she hadn't acted like a bum.
I was about to propose.
You know what I mean? There's so many women out there that probably think that they never knew that that was going to
they were this close
to happen. But then she did something, and he's like, "I'm not."
Think about how many women, turn into such bees when they want to be proposed to, and it's on a long trip, and it hasn't happened.
I'll be honest. I kind of had a little pouty fest one night
with Alan.
Yes, I did.
Alan.
Because I knew we were heading that direction, and it was he hadn't proposed, and I'm like, I got a vacation schedule.
Wow!
And
I gotta call George.
That's the truth.
That's romantic.
I got a vacation schedule.
I was just it was the truth. I said, I was like, if we don't get engaged now, I can't get married to Christmas. I don't want to get married at Christmas. I want to get married in the summer.
Wow.
I had a moment. I'll admit it.
Did he grab her kabooya?
I need to admit it, to be engaged. You just can't get engaged and then suddenly have a marriage a month later. It doesn't work that way. Me.
Wow.
Whoa.
Suddenly I realized how lucky I was with that.
Yeah, right? Well, now, better to have not done it than to do it and take it back.
Speaking from a
personal experience, the worst thing anyone has ever done to me.
Yeah.
So at least you didn't do that.
Yeah, she never. I don't think she knows. She might, but I don't think she does.
You read the room. for probably the first time you read it. And you said...
Oh, I got mad.
Yeah. There you go. You got mad.
Oh, no. I got mad.
And I'm just wondering if anybody there on that trip ever said anything to her.
I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody not even the girls?
For sure someone did.
That's awful.
If everyone knew for sure
But then what?
Did.
Would you say that to your...
I know. Would they say anything to you?
No.
Well, they knew.
What I'm saying is,
no, they wouldn't say it out. You're thinking, would they go out of the way?
Tell the girl,
yeah, that you were supposed to be engaged this weekend.
So what probably would have happened though is they thought you did it in private, and they went up to her after Al ask you a question?
No. I told them.
You can tell them they weren't.
I told them.
That's true.
I said it ain't happening, y'all.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they knew.
You shut it down.
Okay. Yeah. So you did shut it down. All right.
Thank you for sharing, Al.
That was my story. Plenty of talk.
Plenty of talk done here.
That.
Yeah.
All right, now we get to learn what Kelly's doing.
Yeah, what are you doing this
week? Y'all might be let down by it, but I truly am very nervous about it.
Get the let down music.
Yeah.
I'm serious. You might be let down. So my father has always, my daddy has always been a blood donor. He's got like this, I remember he had the sticker on his mirror in our bedroom growing up. I remember that. He's always a blood donor. Now I've had taken,
Trey's already let down.
What? I know. I have never donated blood. I've had blood taken.
Oh, wait, what?
I've never donated blood.
That's what you're doing?
I am scared to death.
Oh, my God.
No, that's a lot of people are like you, Kelly.
It's a lot. Okay,
but we need people to.
I know.
Right.
Okay, stop it. So I can't look. I had a phlebotomist is what they're called. Tell me one time. You are the worst. I mean, he was so mad at me. He said, "You are the worst patient I've ever had." Because I was like,
"Oh, you were hyperventilating."
I was panicking, but I had to have this blood drawn. This was very early on in my having blood drawn career. Because you know, after going through in vitro and stuff, I got better at it because it just. But I dread it, and I get sweaty and clammy. I can't look. But my daddy has decided he is going to spearhead his own blood drive. I have to give blood.
Yeah,
I have to. Because I have to support my dad.
This is a Jerry Raspberry blood drive?
Yes.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
So, yes, you're all invited to come donate blood. It's happening tomorrow. And they take a pint.
They take a lot.
A pint?
You're fine. Just have a cookie when you're done. You're good.
It's not...
it's a lot.
I'm getting nervous.
It is a lot.
You'll be fine.
Oh, Kelly, the last time I had to give blood...
It's only one needle.
...for some blood tests, I felt weak the whole day. And Alan's got this huge Valentine's surprise for me planned later on. I'm like, how am I going to feel? Am I going to be able to stand up? What am I going to do?
You're going to get so drunk.
I don't know. How long does it take? You're not supposed to drink for 24 hours afterwards. I've got a Valentine's Day.
They give you some juice afterwards.
They give you some cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really nervous. But I also want to invite you to all come with me.
Oh,
I need to prep for these things.
No,
that's right. It's like
bad.
I've been reading online how I'm supposed to prep. I'm supposed to eat a lot of iron-rich foods. I'm supposed to drink. I get a really good night's sleep. I'm supposed to drink a lot of water, like 16 ounces of fluid before and then right after.
It doesn't make you more susceptible to getting sick, does it?
I don't know. But you can't be sick and give it. You can't be sick and give it. So I don't know if Al would be a candidate because he just had the flu.
I don't want that flu blood.
I got good blood. I'm Tito negative.
Flu blood.
So I'm doing it tomorrow. Daddy told me to tell anybody that wants to give. He is very passionate about it. This is like my dad's cause. I don't know why, but early on.
We need blood donors.
Email him. He told me to give out his email address.
Where is it going?
It's going to the American Red Cross. The Red Cross.
Yeah. Is his email
RazJerry. RazJerry at AOL.com.
At AOL?
He said, give out my phone number. I said, Daddy, I'm not giving out your phone number. Give out my phone number. I want everybody to come give blood. I said, Daddy, I can't. Trust me.
Got Trey's phone number.
Give it.
At our church tomorrow. So if you live in the area. Really, seriously, he said, give it out. I don't care. No, Daddy, I'm saving you. So I said, I'll do this. I'll give out your email.
Right.
RazJerry. RASJ@AOL.com. You want to find out how you can give blood at his blood drive, and you can hang out with Jerry Raspberry tomorrow.
He wants to give away the phone number. I mean,
no, I'm not doing that to him. I can't do that to him. AOL. He doesn't know.
My man's still using AOL. That's cool, though, Kelly.
It is.
Yeah, so Alan and I are going first thing in the morning. We have a busy day, and I'm hoping I'm going to eat like a hamburger or something in the middle of the day to get that blood going again. And so I can have a drink tomorrow night.
Yeah, there you go.
What is it, Jenna?
Oh, I just said steak it up.
Steak it up, yeah.
Steak it up. Maybe for dinner, too. I don't know. But I'm nervous.
A little more of a heads up. I think I could have prepared.
I know.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
How are you going to prepare?
Eat healthier.
Oh, no, I just meant scheduling.
Not drink.
Okay, drink stuff. The night before?
I don't know, but I'm probably not good to. You don't want a bunch of alcoholic blood.
Alcoholic people need blood too.
Like alcohol blood.
Why would you want to give a person that's been drinking a lot of blood that doesn't have any alcohol in it? Blood might
sterilize.
I don't have healthy blood.
I don't know.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And right now it's time for...
Hey,
that's what I like.
Jenna Owens. She likes things. And she likes to share those things.
I do like things. And since it's Valentine's Day, you might need some ideas.
Yeah. Especially the fellas.
So I'm going to give ladies an idea for the fellas. Okay. I'm going to give some guys ideas for their lady. And then something that both of you will benefit from. But first, let's start with a new song. I came across this artist, a British artist, and I might even pronounce her name wrong. Is J-O-R-J-A pronounced Georgia or Georgia Smith? Right. Featuring this British rapper I love named Stormzy. And she's actually done some stuff for Drake before. She's on a lot of lists of up-and-coming, going to be really popular. She's awesome. Only put out 3 songs, and they're all really good. So this song is called Let You Down.
Like Rihanna.
She does a little Sia, a little
Sia, yeah, Rihanna, yeah.
She's awesome.
I like Stormzy, too.
Stormzy. I like that British rapper voice. Yeah, very good. All right, let's talk about a couple Valentine's Day ideas.
Okay.
For the man in your life, I have brought these up to you guys before, but it's been a while, and they've updated these. The man crates.
Oh, yeah. Remember? I got one of those. Remember?
Yeah, you got one of those that we had to break with a hammer. And there was something inside. Uh-huh. So I've looked recently, because I was trying to get a guy that I didn't know very well a thank you gift.
Yeah.
So scouring the internet, and it's kind of hard to put together a gift basket for someone you don't know very well.
Yeah.
But these man crates are awesome, and they have added so many cool ones, like exotic meats, exotic meat jerky, Moscow mule kit with the cool cups and all the stuff you need to make a mule and a recipe book, different mules, a beef jerky heart for Valentine's Day, full of different kinds of good beef jerky. There are so many great ones on this Man Crates, and I think they outsource it to different suppliers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But mancrates.com, very clever ones, no matter what your man is interested in. If he's not into alcohol, or if he's into cigars, or if he's into sports, and he's into grilling, there are so many different cool options in there.
All right.
Take the thinking out of it and trying to put together your own basket, because ultimately that ends up being so expensive.
And if you get it and he doesn't know exactly what it is, you may have to explain it, because I thought mine...
They don't all come in a rock like yours did.
They do or don't?
Don't. Yours,
I thought
yours
it was just a
break
brick.
Open.
I was like, oh, it's a brick.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. I put it up on the shelf for like 2 or 3 weeks. Until, I didn't know.
And yours had a gift card in it.
Yeah,
right?
I had a gift card in the brick.
So there's some construction ones in there if they like, if they're handy. But or making your own hot sauce, Al. That would be one you would like.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, they're great. So that is a man crate. And this is something that my mom's done for me. I love this. If you have an animal lover in your life, or maybe you don't have a big budget, and I like gifts that are more heartfelt.
Yeah.
And the World Wildlife Foundation is a great Instagram account to follow. They are actually, or it's the World Wildlife Fund. They're the leading conservation foundation. So you know, if you give money to them, this is good. I've looked into this. So their Instagram's great. But you can adopt an animal, and I'm talking anything. They have the entire, and so the money's going to the preservation of that particular animal through their foundation. But you can do honey badger. You can do
honey badger,
emperor
don't care.
Penguin. And then when you do, there's 3 different levels of donation, and they send you such a cool box. I mean, you get swag, you get the plush animal, you get the gift certificate, and this is actually a really great foundation.
I like this.
Is the African elephant. A lot of them are endangered. It's a really cool thing to do, whether it's a gift for your child. This doesn't have to be just for Valentine's Day, but it's a really great thing. I don't know. If you have an animal lover in your life, this is one of my favorite things anyone's ever given me when I got the gorilla.
Can I adopt a chupacabra?
I mean, they have to be real, but there are some very bizarre animals on there. There's about 100 to choose from.
So. Do you know that the WWE used to go by WWF, and they had to change it because of the...
the World Wildlife Fund.
Yeah, they own the rights to the WWF.
Yeah, the World Wildlife Fund's great. But they even have sniffer dogs on there.
Around.
Like the drug dogs. Mm-hmm. Like if you want money to go to the special
training
dogs. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. And then something that both of you can enjoy for Valentine's Day. I go back and forth between these apps. I haven't decided which one's better, but they have these on-demand massage apps.
Yeah.
I know it sounds a little weird. I've tried it. And I know that you think, this is weird. These people, it's like ordering an Uber on your cell phone, and these are massage therapists that will come to your home. But I've found that a lot of these massage therapists work in spas, and then they freelance for these services. So there's one called Soothe, there's one called Zeal. I'm telling you about both of them because they're not both offered in all cities. Zeal is offered in 70 cities, so you might be more likely to find Zeal, Z-E-E-L. Okay. And then Soothe is the other one. I'm not paid by either one, so that's why I'm giving you both options.
So
it's really great. Yeah, you can do couples. They come to your house with the table, very professional, and you're getting an in-home massage. And what a great thing if you've totally dropped the ball on Valentine's Day or you can't make a restaurant reservation. You could cook something at home.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, just have Soothe or Zeal come over and give you couples massages.
All right.
Or like if your significant other won't give you a massage, you just get up on that thing.
Yeah, get up on that thing.
You can give a gift card too if you want to do it later if you think the massage is good. But they just set it up in whatever room is appropriate in your home. You know, I lived in a little place before and it was my living room, the one time I got it. It was an awesome massage though. It was awesome. Rates are very similar to like a, you know, a mid-level spa. Uh-huh. So, you know, it's not crazy expensive like you would think in a nice hotel. It's less expensive than a nice hotel spa.
Yeah. You get to pick if you want the male or female masseuse.
Absolutely.
And all that.
Okay. For both of them, you can do couples or singles. Yeah, so like that.
Hmm.
You're probably going to see somebody rolling up with a table at my house soon.
Really?
I'm going to try that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or why don't you have Kenzie order a massage, but it's actually you. You show up with a table and you have some oils. You ring the doorbell.
Oh, yeah, we like to do the pretend we don't know each other
role
thing.
Play.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm your massage therapist.
Well, just let me know and I'll show up and massage you.
Hello, I'm here to rub you.
You'd be like, JC first.
Do I have time to tell you about Snapchat?
Oh, yeah. We got plenty
sometimes
of time.
I know this is what I like, but this is kind of one of those what I don't like. If you know, some of us youngins still are into the Snap for now, but they're about to lose some people.
I told you I bailed.
They are making it Snapchat. So, it was already very un-user-friendly, and that's why I think a lot of people rejected it, because it's very hard to figure out until you get accustomed to the pages and swiping around. So now you open it up yesterday, and I don't even know where all the people I follow, where their stories are. And because I get messages from strangers too, so it's just all mixed in.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, what's going on? So they've totally changed the layout. It's still there. You have to swipe over. The one good thing about it is you can now post a story that goes just to your friends. So you know, before you had to select people if you didn't want to make it public to everyone that followed you. You had to individually select.
One by one.
I wanted to send you something like naughty or inappropriate. Okay, that's a bad example.
Yeah, you should be.
You know what I mean? If I wanted to send you an inside joke that I didn't want to accidentally post to my story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so now they've made that easier. Like, I can actually post it and just my friends see it.
Okay.
That is awesome.
Without individually sending it to you, so that's cool. But I don't like it. People's tweets are so funny. They're like, the new Snapchat update is harder to figure out than your friend's shower.
Oh,
it is, you know?
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
You end up breaking the handle and you don't want to tell your friends, so you just don't shower for 3 days while you're...
People are really outraged about it.
Yeah, part-time Justin was all... He's all thrown for a loop because
he
didn't
like
know.
Change. It's change the font. You know, like we don't like huge layout changes. It's hard to navigate.
You're changing which way to swipe. You're changing your friends list.
Imagine if they did that on Bumble.
Oh, it would be... Oh.
If they just said, oh, now you have to swipe this direction.
Right is wrong and left is you want them.
Yeah.
That would change everything.
That would be a game changer.
I'd have the same number of matches I have now.
I've seen people that are now starting some friends because I jump on Snapchat here and there. My buddy in San Diego, he will just go on Snapchat to let people know that he's taking his talents over to Instagram only.
Oh,
that's the only
good
thing
idea.
He has. Every day he'll just post like, hey, just want to let you know if you're on here, wrong page, I'm over on Instagram.
Good idea.
Because people are trying to get away from Snapchat.
Wow.
Because it got too difficult. Too difficult.
And now it's all these paid, all these celebrities are showing up that you don't even follow.
Oh, you can do sponsorships now?
Now they have all these, you know, popular post pages. What a nightmare.
Sorry for, I told you earlier, sorry for swiping left on you yesterday, Joan.
Wait,
why
what?
Why do you keep swiping left on me?
Does she keep
because you're a friend, and so...
Just swipe right and get it over with. You know?
You already kissed her.
If you swipe right, she'll quit popping up. She knows you. You know her.
That's a good point.
Yes and no. I feel like people still pop up that you've swiped that way on.
Just in case you change your mind. Maybe they change the picture.
They do come back. People do come back that I swipe left on. They
yes, that happened to me. I swiped left the first time on my husband now.
Yeah.
Hook her up with a right swipe.
All right. I'm swiping right on you next time, John.
Okay.
Me and you, baby.
You never know. It could be fate.
What if you guys start dating because of that?
That would never happen if I knew someone in real life.
Jenna would have to start the conversation. She's not going to do that.
All right, if you missed any of Jenna's That's What I Like, go to KidNation.com. We'll post those bad boys up there so you can check them all out, including the gifts.
I know y'all are upset I didn't bring you a snack.
Yeah, I was like sniffing. I'm like, I don't smell any food.
It's all good. I'm still relishing on the cookie dough you brought us a couple weeks back.
I know. So. I only bring you stuff when I've found stuff that I like.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not going to force food down your throat.
It's all good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
My wife sent me a text. She wants that new toy. If you're a Dr. Pimple Popper lover, do you know what I'm talking about, Kelly?
Well, I can imagine the tools that she uses on that show.
Oh, she wants the tools, but now they have this. It's a toy. It's
the thing you stick on the faces?
Nope. It's a piece of rubber, right? You know, like when people pop the bubble wrapping?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like that. So you get this piece of rubber, and it has a bunch of zits on this piece of rubber, and you can just pop those zits.
Oh.
And little pus comes out.
But have you not seen the commercial? Because my daughter watches a lot of these, you know, kids' cartoon commercials and things like that. You can now buy fake pimples to put on your face.
Ew.
They show these little kids with these pus packs all over their face, and they pop
and
them,
you can pop those?
Smash them. On your face.
Shut.
So that's pretty cool.
Just watch like Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon or something, and those commercials will
for
pop
real?
Up.
Yeah.
Don't pick your face, kids.
Yeah,
it's not good for you. I don't pick. Yeah, don't pick. It's hard.
If you don't pick, they'll sell you stuff that you can pick.
Yeah.
Weird. It's gross.
But if you want to get your popping on, you can get that little rubber pad with all those zits for $20.
Ooh,
put it on your husband's back or whatever and just pretend like he's got a bunch of them.
There's got to be a DIY one you can make for a lot less.
I'm sure. But this one's already ready and it's got the pus in there and everything.
So weird.
So acne's cool now?
Yeah. Hi, Justin. Yeah, acne is really cool. Yes, sir. Mm. It really is cool. And also, rest in peace to the hamster that was flushed down the toilet on the Spirit Airlines flight.
I can't believe this story, honestly.
There's a little tidbit for you guys, but a 21-year-old woman in Miami claims that Spirit Airlines wouldn't let her bring her emotional support hamster on the plane back in November. And so they made her flush it.
I have a hard time.
They made her flush it.
They made her flush the hamster, live hamster,
Spirit
down the toilet.
Saying that didn't happen.
That's what she claims.
She claims it, but they're like,
I doubt Spirit would do that.
They can't make you flush your animal down a toilet.
They said they gave her a choice, and I forget what the two choices were, but she chose flushing.
Flushing or flying.
It's a choice?
No.
Double F. Yeah. Flush or fly. What do you want to do? I would stay.
No.
I would stay with my hamster.
Whatever. It wasn't even, it was like a little, it looked more like a little rat.
Whatever it is.
Euthanize
it? If it's your animal.
Letting it go or letting the airport take it and
they're
going to flush it?
She claims, she said, flush it or you can't fly, basically.
And so she could fly. She was willing to kill her support animal that she needed so greatly to fly. Come on.
And so she did.
This whole thing real.
I bet they charged her $50.
Right. Yeah, for the flush.
The toilet.
Spirit, they charged for everything.
I guarantee you next week we'll find out the actual story behind this.
She's trying to get something out of it.
We'll update you. But cool news, you can have an emotional support hamster.
Well, obviously not on Spirit.
Not on Spirit. You need that certificate.
They did not have the Spirit on that one.
No.
Justin, you may need some support after this break.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
You started.
I'm thick-skinned.
You're thick-skinned?
Yeah, you went hard at some of us.
All of you guys.
Yeah.
All of you guys.
Last week, at this time, Justin decided he was going to roast the cast because you watched RuPaul's Drag Race, and that's what they were doing.
Well, it's called reading shade. You know?
Reading.
So
you read us.
Yeah, so I read you guys, threw some shade, and then for other people, it's a roast, you know?
Okay, the way this is going to work is I'm going to look at it as when you go to the Mexican restaurant and they ask you, what kind of salsa do you want? Do you want the mild, medium, or the savage hot salsa?
Right.
So that's how we're going to go because we do have the super savage hot salsa.
Oh,
waiting for Justin.
I can take the heat.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to be. This is really, I think, the most savage I can be. I'm not very good at disses.
Oh, right. It's hard to
be.
Especially Justin. You look at Justin. It's hard to be mean to this guy.
Oh, yeah. Y'all meet me every day.
You have a lot of material. There's a lot of material jokes there.
Mean to you.
Y'all make jokes about me every day.
That's making jokes.
But y'all make fun of the way I read, the way I talk.
Well, because you're not,
But to turn it into a joke is hard.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, okay. Kelly, well, I'm prepared. I'm ready.
Would you say you're the super mild salsa?
I don't... I think they're pretty good.
You want to... Okay, good, good.
I don't know.
You want to read Justin right now?
You want me to start?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
The library is open, darling.
Ready?
Oh, we're about to read Justin right now.
Justin is such a mama's boy. He orders his coffee with breast milk.
Oh. That's good. That's
okay,
good.
Okay, here we go. Justin... I hate to say this, but Jenna would like her fittish sweatshirt back because you're bad for business.
Oh,
hey, how about that?
Damn. I've actually gained weight on the fittish program.
Exactly. Oh, bad for business.
What the hell would you ever say that?
Because it's muscle weight. It was muscle weight.
Hey, Justin. I'm excited. They're finally adding the redhead emoji. But how much longer does Justin have to wait for his freeloader emoji?
Oh, yeah. Kelly didn't butter you up like you buttered us up.
Justin is so petty.
How petty is he, Kelly?
He moved out of his last apartment. He pooed and didn't flush.
Oh.
Wait, that's not a joke. That really happened.
That's true.
That's very crappy of me.
That's all I got.
All right.
How was that?
That was really good.
Want to go ahead now?
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot
here. My best one was
I like that.
That was good.
Justin is the only person that I know that puts glitter on his face, and he looks better.
Okay.
That's it?
All right, that was good.
Yeah, that was it. I don't want to go too hard.
Hold on, bro.
Al's had the
flu. That was it?
That's all he got.
Hold on. You sat at home.
All week.
For 3 days.
All week.
All you had to do was...
Write some reads.
That's disappointing.
And he was back yesterday.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have started with him.
Maybe.
Go ahead, JC. Pick up the slack. Take up the slack.
You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Justin, congrats on your new apartment.
Thank you.
I know you're living above your means, but at least you know that if your place catches on fire, you'll be okay because you are wearing all your belongings.
Oh damn. The only thing I own is the clothes on my back.
Yeah. Hey, Justin, I like that you're starting to plan ahead, you know?
Oh, thank you.
You're the only dude I know that goes and puts a bag of chips on layaway.
Because
you're broke.
Okay.
All right. JC, we're supposed to do the
Yeah,
we're supposed to read.
I want to help myself.
You just read. We'll do the reaction.
I got two more. Justin, you've been working hard to manage your money. That's awesome. In fact, he can finally afford a Mac, you guys.
Really?
Yeah, too bad it's a Big Mac.
Oh,
who's this JC guy? I don't know. He's a savage.
Oh, man.
All right, one more. Come on.
There's more?
Yeah, I got a sound effect for this one.
Okay.
Oh, this is too funny.
I'm happy because this one actually made Trey laugh, and Trey is a joke.
Right. So you saved it. Okay.
That means this must be, this is the big man.
Well, now I'm building it up too much.
Yeah, you are.
Justin, you're lucky. Mm. You know, we've all taken you out to have a nice hot meal. Before that, the only time he even got to smell a hot meal was when a rich dude farted.
Oh,
that's just gross.
That's so gross.
Y'all, you just got red, bro.
Close the book. It's done.
No, it's not done.
We haven't even got to the hot salsa yet.
Jenna,
you got attacked the most last week, I'll admit that.
I did get attacked the most.
Come on,
and it's really funny that he decided to add an insult to me this morning, because one of my first lines in this was, I love that you've been so supportive of my fittish brand.
You're welcome.
You know what? Screw you and take care of your pink eye.
I'm done.
I don't even want to read mine. My entire thing was complimenting him. It was all nice. And then you come in here and you say, I've gotten fatter on your program. I'm mad at you. Really?
That was a buildup on Kelly's joke, Jenna.
Why would you insult me?
I didn't insult you. I was complimenting Kelly's joke.
My entire paragraph was saying things I love about you.
What? It was a read. You were not supposed to compliment.
You should delete it, Jenna, so he never sees
it. Delete it.
Never know.
Delete that thing.
What?
Don't worry. You could still go back and edit undue to leave.
That was just a joke. I've lost weight on the Fittest program.
You don't even have it yet.
Jenna.
So how could I have gained weight on it? How could you be offended?
Here's Trey.
Yeah, I got your back, Jenna.
Jenna, I got your back. Trey's going to demolish.
Oh, Trey's going.
Yeah. Oh, Trey?
I swear, my entire thing was things I love about
you. No, I know.
So.
She told
Trey,
me.
Trey's coming up, though. Come on, Trey.
That's not a read, Jenna.
This is one I just came up with in the last couple of seconds. I didn't have to think about it.
Now, before Trey goes, let me tell you this. Trey is the most savage person in the office.
Mean. Yeah. He's very mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you?
I can't believe someone came up with a bit about reading that's semi-illiterate.
Well done. Right. You just came up with that one.
Just in the last 30
well done,
seconds.
Sir. Yes,
well
sir.
Done, sir.
Justin, you've become a full-time employee this year. You've shown your worth to this company. And being a full-time employee comes with benefits. Mm. Go find a dentist and get your damn teeth fixed.
Oh, my God.
Got it. I got it. Yeah. But the gap is in, Trey. The gap is in.
I see you swiping. See you swiping left a whole lot. And I know you have standards. I know that you are looking for a certain type of man. And I can appreciate high standards.
Uh-huh.
This is a long build-up for these reads.
It's a read, Kelly.
Hey, long reads.
Come on.
But who is going to date you with that busted-ass truck?
Oh,
these aren't reads. These are just mean.
In all fairness, Justin was so mean to me and his.
That was a read.
That's not a read. That's just mean.
Justin, well, that's how Trey reads.
I know you were trying to learn a little more, and so I'd like to teach you about less is more.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not referring to your bank account.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you an example for less is more.
Oh, God.
Less is more refers to the less you are on the show, the more listeners we have.
Ow! Ow! Someone's to read the Instagram comment. Oh, man.
Oh.
Man, I just want to thank you guys so much. It was so great. You know, let me end it. You know, Big Al.
Wait, hold on. You get to read again?
I get the last part.
Okay, that's fine.
Big Al, so glad you're back. You had the flu. We're glad to see you back, you know. You were gone for a while, starting to feel like one of your kids, you know. Didn't know if you were going to come back.
Oh, my God.
Kelly.
Yes.
I'm glad you're here. You are a sunshine, and I'm glad the bruise on your chin is gone.
Thank you.
No, you look great. JC.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh!
So, Justin learned not to go at Kelly, yes.
I wasn't mad last time.
JC, you're so cool. Your jokes were good. Where'd you get them from? Watching your Logan Paul videos that you do in your free time, or? Those were good. Those were good.
Did you steal them?
No. Okay. Jenna. What? Have a good weekend. Don't want to offend anybody.
Cool, thanks.
And then, and Trey, I didn't know, that was a big surprise that you jumped in. This was a A, B, C, D, E conversation. Thought you
would.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, I'm pleased to announce that last week, someone slipped into the DMs.
Say, what?
Yeah, man. Someone slipped into the DMs on the Insta.
What?
And that certain someone is none other than Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com slipping in the DMs.
What?
Hi, Gray.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now, I didn't mention that she slipped into the DMs to make fun of me for saying plenty of talk.
Plenty of talk here.
Yeah. So we want to get plenty of talk with Gray now.
And I was sending photos of the very important Peter Rabbit screening.
Yes, you were.
Because guess who I caught eating free popcorn like it was his job?
Well, he had the munchies.
What?
So.
Producer Nick.
Yep.
And he announced that you brought in contraband jerky.
Yeah, Greg.
What?
Oh, yeah, because I carry beef jerky in my purse at all times.
Yeah. See, Beyonce carries hot sauce. Gray Drake carries beef jerky.
That's kind of interesting, Gray, because I know people from where I grew up that have snuck stuff into the movie theater like it ain't nothing, like bottles of wine, you know, beer, whatever. What have you snuck into a movie theater?
Beef jerky.
Oh, wow. Boy, you know what? I've actually, so beef jerky, that's just like a regular. I sneak that into literally everywhere.
Uh-huh.
But into a movie theater, I've snuck like the main course. So plenty of sandwiches.
Sure.
Or even pizza wrapped up. Not in a box, of course, because that's just insulting to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But probably the biggest thing that I've ever snuck in that is like most inappropriate mm-hmm. is Ben and Jerry's ice cream and a spoon, but not a plastic one. My actual silverware.
Wow. You brought silverware to the theater
and a cloth napkin.
That's pretty good. So great. You got to see the movies this weekend, hopefully, and you're letting us know if they're worth our money.
I will do that, but I didn't get to see much, and that's bad news for some people.
Yeah.
So I'll start with the one that we've already mentioned, so that's Peter Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. McGregor and Little Peter are some of literature's greatest foes, all right? Now, these guys have not been getting along for ages and ages in the book of the same name, and now they get a reboot. So Peter is James Corden's voice.
Right.
And Mr. McGregor is Donald Gleason that we've seen recently in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do is fight, fight, fight. And that's like the whole movie, basically. And Peter, also, side note, wears a very cute little blue jean jacket. Love it.
I love denim. I love a bunny in denim.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it, girl. It is so springy. I just can't stand it. So here's what I loved about the movie. Super dark humor.
Oh. Yeah.
That's for the adults, right?
Exactly. I was really surprised that they were going there, and it was super fun to watch. Now, my second favorite thing about the movie
mm-hmm.
was that we get to see it with a lot of kids, and the sound of their joyful laughter at nearly every joke really made the movie awesome. Like, kids friggin' loved this movie, and so... Mm-hmm. To me, that's a wholehearted recommendation for parents. And when you see it with your kids, they're going to love it, and you're not going to feel totally upset like you want to end it all.
I'm excited for that.
His movie is fresh on the tomato meter right now.
Nice.
Good deal. Good deal.
The next movie in theaters is 1517 to Paris.
I want
to
see this.
I do, too. Mm,
this is so interesting.
I do, too. It is very
I like what they did.
Yes. The heroes, right?
Absolutely. Really fascinating because back in 2015, three Americans were on a train. It was headed to Paris, and they thwarted a terrorist attack.
Yep.
Incredibly brave. These guys saved over 500 lives with their bravery. And so Clint Eastwood signs up to do a movie version of the event, and then he casts the actual dudes in his movie.
That's
so cool.
Do you know, did they go through any kind of acting lessons, or did he just put them in, just go for it?
They did receive training, and they are very enthusiastic about continuing to act, actually.
I bet they are.
Yeah, they got the bug. Yeah.
You're like, this isn't that hard.
Well, right, but it's like, guys, it's only downhill from here.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they said on Kimmel. Like, yeah.
That's the thing, yeah. You've already been in a Clint Eastwood movie, so you might as well just quit while you're ahead.
Right.
So here is what the critics are saying. It brings me no joy to report.
No!
Oh, no!
Yeah, that Clint Eastwood has padded this unbelievable and amazing story of heroism with a lot of stuff that feels like filler. And so the movie isn't really, it's not resonating with our critics at all.
No.
And it is 14%.
Eesh.
Oh, my gosh.
But these are American heroes.
Well, it could still be a bad movie.
That's the thing. It's not, you know, this is one of those times when it's real tough to talk about the tomato meter and why our critics are saying what they're saying, because these guys deserve all of our thanks and all of our congratulations for their bravery.
Yeah.
While at the same time, this movie didn't reach our critics, and so that sucks.
Man. I'm still going to go see and support this movie. And they said even, I saw this on Kimball, like I said, even some of the passengers wanted to be in the movie. They were in the movie as well. Clint didn't turn anybody down that was actually involved in,
really?
In the event. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I love that.
Yeah, he turned down the terrorists.
The terrorists were like, a little busy. Yeah.
He's in jail.
They were big to be.
Yeah, they were going to cast him, but the other guy got the role. Yeah.
God, you know what? With as many airplanes as I'm on, that makes me hope that someday I'll be in a Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I hope one day I ride a plane with him, and then Clint Eastwood makes a real story about our flight, and then I can finally get those peanuts that they wouldn't give me. Man, it'll all come back around. I don't know, guys. I'm building this whole fantasy in my head.
All right.
So I'm just going to keep... Oh, but that... fantasies in your head is a great segue.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Because
Fifty
Shades Freed is out in theaters. It is the third movie.
And the last.
It is the the final movie, yes. And so our great national nightmare is over.
Mm-hmm. This one's getting just torn apart.
Well, they all have.
They're all terrible, but...
Yeah, and so this is the thing. I mean, anybody listening, if you're a fan, you're a fan, and you are not alone, because the other two movies were rotten, and they grossed over $3 billion worldwide. That's with a B, my friend.
That's 300 billion horny people.
Woof! So, in this film, Anna and Christian are finally getting married. Oh, we've all been waiting, haven't we?
I'm rooting for these two.
So I'm guessing there's less sex in this movie.
I'll be honest, there wasn't that much in the second one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the thing about these movies. They're R-rated, but, I mean, you could certainly find more sex in other films.
Yeah.
That's kind of the surprising part. But, no, they're still up to all their old tricks, and they're doing a lot of jet skiing in this one, a lot of exotic locations, because they're, you know, enjoying each other's company, because they finally have their contract all worked out, I guess.
Mm.
So, unfortunately, I couldn't see this one because I was all tied up.
I love it.
Get it?
Yeah. I love it, girl.
Oof, but the critics that have seen it are so far rating it the lowest of the three.
Yeah.
Well, I hear they're going to spin off into a TV series and call it This Is Butts. This Is Us. This Is... No, that wouldn't... Never mind.
You wrote that one down and you just crossed it off?
What's the other joke you have written down there, Al?
I can't believe you're scratching that one out.
That's it.
Hey, that's not funny.
This Is Butts?
This Is Us.
Russ's podcast name is better.
I'm sorry, Greg. I'm going to apologize to you all now. I've been out sick.
Yeah, he's been sick, Greg.
That joke took me so long to get. I just had another birthday.
That's funny, and she didn't write that down. She didn't have to write that down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Love it.
Man, I love you guys so much.
50 Shades Freed is out this weekend, but Gray says you're better stuck at home with Cinemax at midnight.
Right.
Or go watch The Cute Rabbit.
Or go watch Peter Rabbit, which is doing great. It's fresh on the tomato meter. And 15-17 to Paris. Not looking so hot for our heroes. Well, Gray, thank you for calling us this week. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
You got it.
Happy Valentine's weekend.
And JC, give us your tagline, please, JC.
Plenty of talk. We're done here.
Plenty of talk here.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.